Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, good afternoon. I hope everyone has been enjoying everything. And now you get a chance to spend a little bit of time with me today, and I get to spend a little bit of time with you to talk about speaking, but most importantly, how to command the room. So there's been a very big rash of people that actually want to speak on stages. They want to be able to tell their story. And so we want to be able to bring it all together so that you can create a wonderful story. And then, and most importantly, to command the room. So you see, the problem is not that people don't know how to tell a story necessarily, but it's the problem lies in how do I command the story, and is my story good enough? Well, I'm Dr. Stephanie Johnson. I'm the founder and CEO of the Nello Company. The Nello Company is where you can come to help you prepare to be able to tell your story, whether it's on a stage, on a podcast, or within media, or even if it's in person or if it's not, and sending out a communication to tell your story. So let's begin. So I said something very key about the problem is it's not that you don't have a story. You just don't know how to relay it, right? So before we go any further, one thing we need to do is we need to understand the power of our story, right? Because once you understand the power of your story, that intel is when you begin to command a room. So believe it or not, I've been speaking for years. And well, that's not what you need to believe, because that's the truth. But I'm very shy. And I know. And the weird thing is, like, I can speak in front of 10,000 people, but I have trouble just doing it one-on-one. I know, a little weird, right? And sometimes that's because that little voice is in my head. They don't want to hear my story. My story isn't as exciting as someone else's. Yeah, I still struggle with that as well. But people do need to hear the story. They need to hear your story. So I began to tell you how your story and how to begin to command the room. It starts with the connection. You have to connect. You can no longer think that your story does not matter, because it does. So you're building your voice, right? You're no longer, "Hi, my name is Stephanie," right? It's, "Hi, my name is Stephanie Johnson," right? You see the difference? And by learning the power of telling your story, and now I have a story to tell you. You see, in 1989, right? So you set up the momentum. The story begins to build the connection. The connection then turns into building the trust. And then the trust builds the transaction of dialogue, right? And then that transaction of the dialogue in that very moment builds the legacy of your story. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you three pillars. This is when you want to break out the pen and the paper and you want to take some key notes down. Because I'm about to help you to find the authority, find your voice, and find those essential moments in your story that ultimately commands the room. All righty. So my first pillar that I love, and I love to start here, is own your defining moments. Well, what does that mean? Okay, so the idea behind that is that we want to define your authority. And nothing better builds your authority is in your but your story. Your story is your truth. Your story is your experiences. It's not how this person tells the story or how that person's style in telling a story. It's about your story and your own true emotions, experiences that comes through in order for you to tell the story. Right? So stop listing what you need to say in your story and just start to begin to tell the story. Now, that might seem pretty simple hearing it, but it's one of the most difficult things that a lot of us are having to do. Because now, when we're telling the story, right, we have transitions that we have to incorporate to command the room. So the transition is I'm telling you my story and I'm putting you at the edge of your seat. And now you're like, okay, what else happened, Stephanie? Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh. Okay, see, that is a transition because the transition is going to tell how I overcame. In that moment, nothing else can distract anyone. You've commanded the room through transitions. So, everybody, write on your piece of paper, transitions. We hear transitions of I went from only making $1.50 as a server at a restaurant to now having my own restaurant, right? So that's a story. And everyone's like, well, how did you do that, right? And so now, as you're telling the transition of where you were to where you are now, and your hopes and your dreams of the future, those are all transitions. You don't have to be perfect. But you do have to highlight the transition in a way that it brings the compelling, nurturing, and most important pieces of you to allow your audience to connect. It's the transition. Many will tell you in transitions that you have to be able to tell the pain of a story, right? You have to then tell the solution of a story. And ultimately, you have to give the ending of the story that's bringing to the next. All right? So transition, transition, transition. All right. So the next part of it is that you really have to define and understand the moments. The moments of your story and your experience, right? The story that you're telling. The moment is the meaning behind it. So I gave the example of someone that was a server and they were only making $1.90. I think back when I was waiting tables, that's all, or we made about $2.10 or something goofy like that, right? Because we relied on the tips. So I'm sharing you kind of my experience, right? So the meaning behind it was, and by me giving you an example, now I don't own a restaurant, but giving you that example of transition, when I'm speaking about moments and I'm talking about, not, waiting on a party of 20 people and all I got was a $5 tip and their bill was $500, right? But we don't need to go there. So, but that's a painful story that a lot of people that are servers or waitresses or a waiter have experienced. Okay. So, and the reason why I'm telling that because there's meaning behind it. So I'm giving you a moment of my experience, but the meaning is I want you to see the pain that a server could go through. And through the transition, now I own my own restaurant. Okay, fictitiously, I don't own one, but in this particular story, as an example, all that pain and that understanding of the foundation of what it means through all the knowledge and learning how to make schedules and everything, and then even down to the point of sometime being stiffed on a $500 check, it ultimately helped me to create the restaurant where people will go in and they would be able to feel so good because the food is good, the ambiance is wonderful, the service is impeccable. That there's no way that they're going to run up a $500 check, not in my restaurant, and not tip their server. All right. So the meaning behind the story, behind the moment, the meaning ultimately delivers the message of your why you created and you opened up your own restaurant. Because you want to have something that people can understand and take them through the emotion, but ultimately see the why that they can never go out without, they cannot leave without giving something back and a tip, right? Okay. So once you have that, so you have what happened, you what you did to and how it shaped you, and then how you can help serve others in creating something and how people can tend to hear you. Now, the next part of this is pillar two. Speak from identity, not from my impression. It should never be when you take a stage or when you tell a story, you write a book or whatever. It's not about to get people to be impressed. You don't want to act your way through it. But what it is about is speaking from your identity because you are sharing a lot of you in every story. See, when you're telling the story, you're telling people who you are. You're telling them your experiences, and I cannot say that enough. You're helping them how to combat when they are faced with those same issues. So the audience is going to be in your commandment. That's your power. That's your authenticity. That is your story. It's not to impress, but is to deliver your story. See, because When you're telling your story, you have to be confident enough to tell your story, right? Because you're speaking from identity. And once you are in identity, you are so confident about that, because if there's anybody that knows who you are and true and you truly know who you are, you speak from a place of confidence. Confidence is clarity. The clarity comes from knowing your true identity. And then identity is knowing who you are before the applause. That's the engagement. That's the putting people on the edge of their seat. That's when they laugh. It's everything in your story. Everything. So speak from identity. All right. So next, we're going to look at the third pillar. All right. As we're moving into the third pillar, and we're talking about your identity and your authentic place where you are, we begin to shift in a way that it's understanding. You're eliminating all the stuff. Like, have you ever had someone tell you a story and then you're like, okay, where is the story going? Well, that's because there's a lot of stuff. And when you speak from the identity phase of it, right? And with identity, you have the confidence because it's your story, right? No one else has that. The confidence is what helps you eliminate all the stuff. Now, what I can tell you is something that I learned a while ago is that you want to structure your story for impact. Remember, we don't want to do it for show or necessarily for applause, but we're giving the impact. That's how we know we have commanded the room. So once we're into commanding the room and we're speaking from conviction and true self, we're making people laugh, we're making people cry, we're making people understand our pain and the solution of how we overcame it. Now we're structuring our story. So this is pillar three, structure our story for impact. This is a tactical portion of it all, right? This is the simple truths that give simple lessons in this portion, in this pillar. It's commanding, it's the commanding framework. It's how did we struggle? How do we humanize ourselves in our story? Right? Because sometimes our story may not end on a high note. We may still be going through the lesson. We still may be trying to figure points out so that we can finally get to a point where we're speaking it. But because we're not perfect, what happens is the audience is so commanding and being right there with you because they want to help you. But your story in turn, even though they may want to help you, but your story in turn, guess what, is helping them because they're starting to define and find ways that they're a solutioner, right? So there's the shift of transition. So we're talking about the struggle, but then we're bringing up and we're putting together the strategy of how we're going to get ourselves through. So the story becomes a strategy map for others, even if we are telling the story. And we're going through each step of the way, Right? So we're telling them and we're showing them where the roadblocks were so that they know how to maneuver around. Remember, ultimately, it's commanding the room. It's putting people at the edge of their seat. So, also, what you don't want to do when you're in your story of impact and the impact portion of your story, you don't want to just data dump. You just don't want to tell every single thing. So, someone had said something a while ago, and I heard this and I learned it. It was very much of the fact of your story begins at the end. You have a very concise ending of your story. And from there, you leave room for people to engage because they want to understand, well, but how did you get through that? How did you make it through that shift when, you had all these tables that were buying like $500 worth of food, but and you only earned $5 from it? How did you even make it from only making $2.10 an hour? But you see what I'm saying? Okay, so it's the pain, it's the lessons, and so forth. And then it's also giving these are the strategies of how you can do this and how you can make it through. And you can make very good money at being that server. You're just going to have some bad days and you're going to have good days. It's the same thing with anything else, whatever your example of your story is. All right. So, you want to make sure that you're not rambling through a story. Just, remember, get rid of all the other stuff, but get to the point of the story. This gives you the authority to tell the story, right? It's how you are aligned to tell the story. It also begins to give you everything that you need. All right. So the three pillars and so forth. Eventually, what we want to do is we want to make sure that you're not hiding anything. You don't have to hide your story. You just have to tell, right? And you want to be able to give it. You want to be able to make sure that you are doing what you need. And you need to make sure that you're commanding the room. It's not a performance. It's about impact. It's about the transitions. It's about the glory of your story, of your experiences that help command the room. I want to leave you with one last thing in closing here. Bring the story home, and you do that by knowing who you are, your identity, speaking of power because it's your story, speaking from confidence, make it your own, tell your story, make them feel it, and that, my friend, is how you command the room. I am Stephanie Johnson, the founder and owner of the Nello Company, and we can help you tell your story for stage or in a book or preparing you for the media. The Nello, just remember that, the Nello. We help you tell your story to command any room.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.